Good morning. Good morning,
Mr. Ngubane.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Ngubane.
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning, sir. There's another one who was greeting. Good morning to everybody who's now locked in. We are the early birds. We are the early birds.
Good morning, Honorable Chair.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ms. Mane Dlamini. I can't see your face. I'm seeing Mr. Ngubane.
Morning, Chair. Morning, colleagues.
Morning,
morning, Chairperson, morning, colleagues, morning, everybody.
Honorable, morning to everybody. I'm happy that at least we're in.
Wanted yes, that, Chairperson, yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted that we must start in time. Morning, PM.
Morning, 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 morning
You know most that our offices are burnt. This honorable chairperson will be attending physically today with so many other members. I would love that. Let's stick to the time. I know that sometimes our deliberation can exceed our agenda. We do propose the agenda with proposed times. And when we adopted, I can't say when we are overlapping, no, remember, but I'm appealing that at 12:30, I will be catching a bus to Parliament. So we've got one item, but I'm not going to say we must not be thorough doing our oversight. I'm pleading, honorable members, that we must try to stick to the proposed time on the agenda. I'm not starting with a bad note, ne?
On the lighter note, Chair, I think you're supposed to... Anyway, no comment. Chair, you've never started a meeting yet. I'm disappointed. I thought we'll get the deputy minister to become the minister, but nonetheless, we will welcome the new minister.
We will always telling you that you are not a deployment.
Yes.
No, we're still in hand. You know, I was going to be worried if even our deputy minister was redeployed. At least we do have continuity, honorable members.
To be back on the position.
Yes. And we're wishing really the honorable former minister, wherever he's going to go, a happy landing. If he's going to join us as ordinary member or if otherwise, but we are going to thank him in the official meeting. Who's Bambi when I'm strong? Okay,
as long as he's a bona ukanya, a mini no bukanya,
we are born again.
A lot of unfinished business there, Chairperson.
Honorable members, our department, the deputy minister, she is with us. I'm suspecting that deputy minister is in order, that maybe our minister is still going to do what we call a takeover. Some of us will once be in the administration. When we are leaving the office, you are doing a handover, but we'll get it from the DM and the office of our DDG. Let me take this opportunity to open this meeting by saying that we do congratulate the honorable, the new from the box, Honorable Zizi Kodwa, good enough to be in this committee, and I'm sure the energy that he is having, even where he's coming from, who will fit in this department where we are calling meetings Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. It's going to suit to that. We are hoping that he is joining this family, and we don't doubt that very soon he's going to be really running with us, especially that we are lucky that our deputy minister is still with us. So I'm suspecting that they are going to have their own discussion, taking each other, let alone that surely our outgoing minister, Nathi Mthethwa, is going to take the our new minister. But and then in coming to the office of the ministry, we know that they are going to do that. Honorable members, in those words, I'm saying that we are here today again, welcoming everybody. At least at last we did get the reshuffling. Honorable members, the members, they know that to be in the cabinet, to be in parliament, to be a chairperson, to be a whip, it's just a deployment, an additional deployment. Anytime you can be redeployed, you can be given chance to others. So with some of us, we are not surprised that there are changes. It is like that. And I'm suspecting everyone who's in parliament, we know that every now and then, even the deployment in our political parties today, you are a whip in that party. The other day you are that thing. So we are accepting that. Congratulations to all new ministers. Congratulations to all deputy ministers. We have seen even the gender issue, it has been addressed, especially as this committee will always look at the gender perspective as this committee. That's why we were happy when Mr. Mutsepe was granting that amount to look at growing and growth and development in schools, especially in rural and in all women's sport. In those words, the meeting is opened. Can I get apologies? Let me start with my department. DDG, can I report that whilst I didn't see, I've heard that when I was in another meeting wanting to talk to acting DG, they've said they've emailed to the office that now we're having a new acting DDG Khumalo. I'm not yet receiving that, but can I declare that we are having the new acting DDG, Dr. Khumalo. I'm hoping that all DDGs are here, and even now DDG Khumalo, yes, she is here. We are welcoming you to us. You are just given another cap, which you have been with us. As I've just said, that sometimes you are given a task, one other day, another task. We do welcome you as our acting DG, DDG Khumalo. Acting DG, are you having apologies?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to you. Good morning to Deputy Minister, members, and my colleagues. I do not necessarily have any that have been fielded with myself, Chair. I am going to also confirm that, yes, the DDGs would be joining the meeting. They have been struggling with connection, as I did as well. Okay. I think with the change regarding the ministers, I would also make an assumption that, but we are being led by our deputy minister in this meeting. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thanks so much. We are on load shedding, even myself. Let not be, let me switch off the video. At 8, we started load shedding. Thank you. May I have the secretary who's with us today to give us maybe any official apologies that you are having, even if it's from our invited guests.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Good morning, everyone. Chairperson, we don't have apologies today, but Uma Mumu Adams has indicated that she's load shedding between 8 and 12. So she might be having problems with the network, but she is in the meeting, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable members, we don't have apologies. And I'm suspecting you do accept that whilst we're having a new minister who was just given this portfolio last night, we do understand that today we're not expecting that he must be with us. Honourable members, let's go to let me propose that we must adopt the agenda. Honourable members.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Mshongo.
Chair, move for the adoption of the agenda. Chair, I wanted to concur with your opening statement. We wish former Minister Natim Tetwa, wherever that he goes, let God be with him. And we will welcome good enough Minister Zinzi Godwa when he comes. But yes. I wanted to, with the sentiments that we have, and we believe Uti, we have a lot of work to do, and I believe Uti, with the Deputy Minister, she must hold on, and then things will come. Seasons are not the same. His turn will come. But I'm disappointed. I want to put it on record. I thought they will get a promotion from our Deputy Minister to be a minister. But nonetheless, we are here to do our work, our oversight to the executive, and we're looking forward to work with the new minister, Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Honourable Mshongo, with those warm words. You are showing leadership, Honourable Member. Honourable Mshongo proposed the agenda. Any seconding the proposed agenda?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Adams.
Good morning to all. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Deputy Minister. I wanted to second on the proposal of adoption from Honorable Maslongo. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable members, now let's... whose hand is this one?
This one, mine, Chair. I say that, Chair, you just talk now, you don't raise your hand. Because both the speakers who proposed and seconded never...
raised their hands.
Yes, no. they just talked.
No, nevertheless, I raised my hand.
Honorable Adams and Honorable Song, I didn't give you platform to talk, please. My apologies, I didn't see that. You know, when the agenda is on the screen, sometimes you don't look at the hands. That's why I was saying whose hand. Immediately that the agenda was taken out, they are complaining, Honorable, that no. Thank you so much. What else did you want to say? We noticed what we are complaining about. I didn't see that they didn't raise their hands, and seemingly they want to protest that. Let's try to minimize those things in order that we must get in time out of this meeting. I'm still giving you a platform, Honorable Sondi.
No, Chair, I'm fine. I just wanted to second Honorable Shaw. Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much. Honorable members, now I'm giving the department to do an overview. Ngomsunduzi Museum. DM, I'm suspecting will be last when we doing a deliberations. DTG Kumalo.
Yes.
Thank you, DM. DTG Kumalo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm going to request to them switch off my video, which I've done. I will be taking the portfolio committee through the department overview presentation. I was advised that Busiso, the director for entity management, will be screening for me. While I just wait for Busiso to put this on slideshow, allow me to indicate that as you had requested, we did forward the names of both the board members and the management from Umsunduzi Museum who would be attending this meeting, led by Dr. Nkunu on the side of the board, and led by Dr. Ngubane on the side of management. But I'm sure when it's their turn, they would then also give detail around who else is with them. But we did receive names that board members would also be available. So the overview then focuses on the oversight areas that the department has got responsibilities for. So we would just reiterate on the mandate. And then in the presentation, we are covering both the financial and the non-financial performance. We talk to the issues of audit outcome and governance matters. We will also give the portfolio committee details around the council, including details around the executive management and the composition of staff. And lastly, we will end off with a slide that talks to the challenges and how we are dealing with those challenges. So if we can then go into the mandate of the Umsunduzi Museum, Chairperson. Just to emphasize that, if you could please move, that this museum is responsible for managing, maintaining, and developing, and also marketing some of the largest and most significant South African heritage assets in the field of cultural history and anthropology. It is a museum that was initially opened as way back as in 1912, And it has evolved during the democracy with Nome Museum that was initially opened as a legacy project in 1997. At the same time, Umsunduzi Museum was declared as a cultural institution in terms of the Cultural Institutions Act 119 of 1998. It is governed by a council appointed by the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture with the duties that are prescribed as in the Cultural Institutions Act and also in the Cultural Laws Amendment Act. So, Chairperson, if we then go into the non-financial performance slide, you will note that over the last 3 years that has been audited, this entity has been able to achieve 74% 2019-20, 72%, 2020-21, and 60% in 2021-22. The percentage-wise, it also then gives indication of the non-achieved performance indicators. Next slide, please. This is the financial allocation, Chairperson, again, over the last three financial years. It gives indication of the baseline allocation from 18.9 million up to 23.4 million. It is this financial year that we will be concluding in the few weeks. It also indicates the infrastructure grant that the museum has been receiving in the last 2 years, including this current financial year. Total figure of 18.9, 2020-21, the reporting year, 23.7 last financial year, and 24.4 in the current financial year that we are on. In terms of the performance of the entity with respect or measured through the audit outcomes, over the 3 years that have been audited, Chair and members, the entity has been getting unqualified reports or unqualified outcomes, with the 2019-20 outcome having findings, but the last two financial years that have been audited, there were no findings. As a result, it was a clean audit outcome. If we then go to the composition of the board, without reading through the names of the board members, Chair, I just needed to then indicate that the board comprises of 7 members, of which 2 are female and 5 are male in terms of gender. And then in terms of racial categories, the 6 members are African and 1 member is Indian. I think there's a typo there, Chair, apologies. But indeed, 1 member is Indian. I'm just noting that the categorization of Indian is against the wrong board member. We do apologize for that. When we look at the oversight activities that have been happening over the last 3 years, last financial years, Chairperson, that have been audited already, we do get a sense that the members, as I said, they are 7 members as of the last financial year. That was the number that was there. And there is indication of the number of meetings that were held, the attendance rate, the number of audit committee meetings that were held, and the number of management meetings together with the number of staff meetings that were held. Chair, I will then go into the governance engagements in terms of the structures that exist. Is the Heritage Sector Forum, the CEO's Forum, Chairperson's Forum. Chair, these are the structures that enable the department to be able to perform its oversight responsibility because that is where it meets with the entities. And what we are indicating in this slide is those meetings or forums where this particular museum is able to interact with the department, with the other entities over and above the operational meetings and engagements that they would have with the entity management unit. It also gives the indications of when these meetings were held. And for the Chairperson's Forum, it also indicates the date of the next Chairperson's Forum, which is planned for 6th of April. Moving on to management, Chair, this slide gives indication of the names of those officials led by Dr. Ngubane, who's the director of the museum, and also the other team that he works with, which I won't necessarily mention the names, but that is depicted in this particular slide. It is also noted that all of these colleagues are employed permanently within the institution. If we can then look at the composition of staff, the slide gives the indication of the total staff complement that stands at 80, with 43 of those being female and 47 being male. Again, we show the racial distribution, 74 black, and then as you can see, honorable members, there is the rest of the racial groupings as in terms of numbers, as indicated in the slide. Thank you very much. So we're moving to the last slide, Chairperson. The main challenges according to our oversight unit, are being experienced by the museum, as highlighted in this particular slide, Chairperson, ranging from the infrastructure challenges to security challenges to fencing challenges. And those particular challenges, as we have described, infrastructure challenges emanated from the hailstorm damage experienced in the area that affected also Umsunduzi Museum in December 2021, and it resulted to the damage as has been highlighted. Security challenges around the theft of air conditioning units at the museum has been highlighted, and the museum took barbed wire to close off the areas that are affected by the illegal entry to the premises. Also, the fencing challenges are highlighted as a major concern in this particular museum. And to prevent future incidents, the department through the entity management unit are interacting with the infrastructure unit and bringing this matter to their attention. Chairperson, the first three interventions are categorized as operational challenges, and they are being dealt with by the entity, obviously with the support of the entity management unit where intervention is required. The last challenge is with respect to the utilization of Ngome Museum in terms of its accommodation establishment, which is deemed not to be fully utilized. With respect to this, the museum has been requested to prepare a detailed plan or proposal with regard to the Ngome investment and partnership with other stakeholders, wherein the department will then assist with the meetings that are required, bringing on board some of the departments or partners. For instance, cited today is the Department of Tourism. Chairperson, we would like to then stop here in as far as the overview from the oversight unit, the public entity management unit in the department. And I would like at this stage to hand back to you, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, SNTG. Now let me now give a chance to Mr. Ngubane, Dr. Ngubane, Dr. Mthono, Samane, Samini, and I would love that you must do your own apologies. I'm suspecting 2 days ago I did get a letter of an apology from your office. If you can take us through who's supposed to be here and who's not here without apology. And I've forgotten now, I did get an apology. I don't know whether it was Chairperson Ken or Mas Zama Jamin. Mute.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings, Honourable Chairperson, the Deputy Minister, Honourable Members, all in attendance, and thank you for this opportunity. Chairperson, may I also switch off my video due to the negative difficulties that I'm having?
With pleasure.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Ama. My name is Ama Zamin. I'm a Deputy Chairperson of Umsundu Zeni Nome. As you have alluded, the Chairperson did send his apology due to an emergency that happened at home. But before we proceed to the presentation, just I would like through you, Chair, to actually allow me to officially introduce our new council members of the Sunduzi Enyongome. So as Dr. Sumali has alluded as well, that we have 7 members. So it's our Chairperson, Dr. Tantun, who's in absentia. It's myself. We have Mr. Kavenda, who's our Chairperson for Finance and Fundraising Committee. We have Advocate Makaka, who's chairing the core function. We have Ms. Fani, who's an Audit and Risk member, as well as a Council member. Mr. Julie, who's a member of the Human Resources Committee. Also with us here, we have our management president, who's our accounting officer, Dr. Ngubane, Mr. Mchono, who's a deputy director of the NOME. We have Ms. Ngubane, who's a deputy director of the core function. We have our CFO and all the heads of the department. So, Chairperson, with no further waste of time, may I also proceed to Mr. Ngubane, who's going to take us through the presentation of an annual report for the year ending 31st of March 2022. Mr. Dr. Ngubane, can you then proceed?
Thank you for what you have done. I'm suspecting our office now is so strict because we did get the delegation and within 2 days ago when the emergency of the chairperson a written apology was with us. Thank you for that. Keep it up like that. Dr. Ngubane.
Thank you for that.
Switch off your video in order that you must have a network proper. We can't hear you at all.
Okay. Am I going to change?
No. Yes, but not very, very clear. Can you try to talk and then try to listen?
Okay, am I in our chair?
It's not 100%, it's 90%. Try again. Try again.
How is it now,
Chen? Go on, we'll tell you when we are not hearing you.
How am I here now?
Bad reception at Dr. Ngubane. I don't know what you can do, or you can give it to somebody to present or try to change the seat where we are sitting. I don't know.
How am I now?
No, you are very bad. Can somebody go on, because I'm suspecting you did share the slide. Talk to the slide, one of you. I'm trying to keep the time. We know this problem of load shedding.
How is it now, Kenneth?
Can you try to talk?
Yes, Chair.
Mm-mm.
I just I just want to greet you, Chair, and honorable members of the committee, and the acting DG, the deputy minister, and all the members of the in our department. I am going to go through the presentation, which was challenging for
We have lost you.
Which means the network is bad. It's bad. Can you give it to somebody? Miss Lamini?
Chair, I'm also trying to open the presentation just to see if I can
explain.
So I'm audible, eh?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure who is sharing. Can she please share from their side? Because I don't think I have rights to share.
Tabu, assist us.
Chairperson, I've just given Mamu Dlamini the rights to share the presentation. Can you please stop sharing for the presentation first?
Hello, can you hear us now?
Yes,
yes,
you can hear. Mr. Ngoban, we hear you 100%.
Okay, now, thank you, Chair.
Go on.
I must apologize for that delay, Chair. I'm just going to go straight to our presentation.
No, it's not about our making. It's load shedding and whatever. Go on.
Yes, Chair. Our vision is creative and empowered social choices South African community that appreciate our diverse cultural heritage. Our mission is to contribute to a creative, empowered social cohesive South African communities through preserving, promoting, and presenting our cultural heritage. The impact that we have is a transforming society of informed, participative, and socially cohesive citizens.
Can you put your slides in? You are not projecting it.
Okay. Our strategic outcome is
Jabu, can you access it, Jabu? Can Jabu take that slide and Jabu can, she can assist you because there's nothing on our screens.
I'm opening it up, Chair.
It is sharing.
No.
Can Ajabulile assist us, maybe? Because it's just sharing on our side.
It's not with us.
Through you, Chair. Maybe the Sangobana can start sharing and start again. Just to refresh it.
There it is now.
Okay, thank you. Hey, this technology thing.
No problem.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that, Chair. Our strategic outcome is effective and efficient administration. Number two, efficient resource management for maximum reach and impact. Number three is to improve access to information and knowledge. Number four is improve audience awareness, engagement, and participation in museum programs and projects. And number five is better understanding of if museum content and objects by communities from diverse backgrounds, economically and socially transforming diverse and cohesive.
Yes. Where are you now?
We have received a consecutive clean audit for the two last financial years with no findings. In terms of our governance, the chairpersons of committees are as follows. We have Mr. Govender, we have Mr. Stolle, we have Mr. Gwala, and now it, audit and this committee is shared by Advocate Rafa Ntane, and core functions committee is shared by Advocate Makata. Responding to the minister's priorities, the NDP and the medium term strategic framework, the ninth, we have organized the ninth Courageous Conservation Conference for Social Cohesion and Nation Building. It was hosted online. We have hosted, organized Reconciliation Month, where we commemorated Reconciliation Day at Inome in partnership with Office of the Premier of KZN and the Provincial Department of Arts and Culture. We have held 11 commemorative events. Operational wise, we have 36 collection items which were digitized. 70 library materials were purchased. We have produced one museum journal and one museum publication, which is called Ulwazi. There were 34 education and outreach programs that were delivered during the past financial year. And then we had 70 skills workshops, which were also delivered. And we had 12 programs targeting women, which were also delivered. In terms of our performance, I must indicate that there is an error there. In administration, it's not 29%, actually it's 80%. We apologize for that, but we have performed fairly well in the last financial year. I'm not going to go through, Chair. It's there. Mm. Other achievements and highlights, we have five temporal and traveling exhibitions that we hosted, and there were 34 education and other programs. We had four young people that we afforded web exposure. We have 5,332 visitors that we recorded. We have 121 public presentations that we did in the last financial year. And then we purchased 70 library books, 87 overnight accommodation beds were booked. In terms of human resources, we have 42 approved posts. We had no vacancies. In terms of demographics, 88% is African and 2% Indian, 5% colored and 5% white during the last financial year. Our performance is linked to this budget, which was 21 million at that time. In terms of compensation of employees, it's 13 million. 123. In terms of total and goods services is 8,330,000. The total revenue was 23,806,000. That's including grant subsidy of 22,540,000. There are challenges, honorable members, that we are faced with in terms of internal auditor. We are paying 184,000, but in terms of audit general, it's 767,000 that we are paying. In terms of maintenance, in the acting DG's presentations, I think we are faced with in terms of buildings. And sometimes National Department of Public Works is sporadic in terms of attending to those matters that we have faced, but it's an ongoing challenge. Financial and human resources, I think insufficient funding and also inadequate human resources. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm suspecting Ms. Dlamini now with your colleagues. I'm taking all back to the honorable members for deliberation and discussions. Thank you so much. I'm seeing Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Madlingozi, Honorable Denise, Honorable Adams. So far, Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Malomani, in that order, honorable members.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo.
We welcome the presentation. So I want to congratulate Dr. Khumalo as the acting DG, but I wanted to find out from the Deputy Minister or even from Dr. Khumalo, when are the appointment of the DG going to take place? Last time we were told that in March, every process will be done. It was advertised, it went to an external service provider. What is the status for us to appoint the DG? Chair, I saw on the slide the numbers of committee meetings were held in 2021-22. It was blank. What was the reason? Did they meet or it's just an error? And what is the cost? I saw 184, the cost of internal audit. Internal audit, is that the standard fee? And what was the reason for us not to get the financial status? They've received a clean audit according to the presentation, but we don't have a detailed audit and the financial status. We have synopsis of the amounts and fees. What is the reason? Because I think we must get the actual detailed financial status. And I think I'm proposing that in the near future, we must go and see for ourselves this museum. Because sometimes when you read the presentation, you get to get lost. We must see for ourselves and see if there are challenges or not, and then we'll take it from there. That's my proposal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Madlingozi.
Molweni.
Molweni.
That are in the house, the visitors, the department in Nabalingane and Simizanabo and Googling and the Blair. You can look to my
set morning and clever set morning.
Good. Chairperson, let me say I heard the presentation. Nevertheless, it sounded like the presenters were not prepared for the presentation. We heard it and I appreciate it. Chairperson, it looks like the presenters are just reading what is written in front of them with less understanding as to whether we want to believe it or not. Chairperson, I want to know if the knowledge that is contained in their books, as they say, dates back to 1912. What research have they made to make corrections of information about what is contained therein, knowing that it is less than 30 years since all South Africans were in this so-called liberated, situation? And of course, we know that a lot of information is being twisted here and there. What information, what research have they made so that they can give us the right information about what they are to give us as a society and a community? Chairperson, I want to know the changes that the entity is seeing by its existence that are there in our societies, be it in schools, just about in anything, their existence, what are they bringing in the society that they have seen, not what is written on their presentation. And Honorable Mhlongo had asked me asked the question that it looks like they haven't been meeting for too long. What could be the reason, and if they are not meeting, they coming here to tell us the truth about what is happening or just thumb-sucking? That's the question. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mashengose. Honorable, who's next?
Dennis here, Chairperson.
Okay, yes. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning all, and morning to the ministry. Chairperson, thank you for the presentation to the department and the entity. And I also would like to start off by congratulating them for the improvement in the audit status and getting a clean audit. Chairperson, I would like to know if the, not now, but if the entity can forward us an organogram of that 80 staff members in the positions that they hold. Just to get an picture of the staff and what they are doing, what is happening in the museum or in the museums. I think there is another one that is attached to this museum. And then Chairperson, my second question would be if there are any staff matters, particularly litigation, court matters, if there are any such matters currently that the entity is dealing with, and if there are any financial matters that they still need to report to the AG or to the department, any discrepancies in money, in financial statements, or any outstanding I think it's called historic incidents of money, but National Treasury. So I just wanted clarity on that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to all on the platform. And let me also welcome the presentation, Chairperson. My question is as follows. What is the financial strategy and plan of the museum to support the infrastructure development needs? Noting that the museum accommodation is not fully utilized, what are the plans of the entity and what is causing a decline? And does the accommodation component of the museum have a history of high visitation? What is the online strategy of the museum as a digital space that can assist in increasing publicity and promoting and brand of the entity? And what specific human resource is lacking in the entity, and what is the value would the entity derived from such increased capacity, and what international promotion does the museum make? My last one, what causes, of course, the administration program to perform poorly, poorly at 29%? I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable Sevilla. Honorable Sevilla.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson. Morning to everyone. Thanks for the presentation. I think most of questions were covered, especially the issue of utilization of accommodation. Without repeating what has been said, I'm covered, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Sevilla. Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Greetings to everyone.
What's that noise?
What's the noise? I am. My apology.
You're at the airport.
My apology.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I was covered by my colleagues in most of the questions. And the other matter that I wanted to ask to the department is that I'm having a concern on women empowerment, because on the board, we've got only 2 out of 7. And when you check on the issue of the top management, you've got only 1 female. So I'm requesting that next time the issue of women empowerment can be considered. The other matter that I also wanted to check, I was covered by Honorable Denise on the issue of the organogram. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Maloman. I can't see any other hand. I've seen it. I was wondering. Honorable Zondi.
Chair, thank you very much. I wanted to raise my hand first, but this gadget gave me a problem. That is why you have never seen my
yeah.
But I think I'm covered to some, Chair. Just a few. Good morning to you, the Deputy Minister, and all members on the platform and our guests and the department led by Mashoban. Chair, there is in a presentation, in a report from Musunduzi Museum, they reported that there are three vacancies. I don't know whether my colleagues covered that. There are three vacancies that are existing. Just one. Them to explain which one are those in terms of their the not the details, but just which are those vacancies that are existing in the entity. Chair, the other one is the grant funding that was not utilized. We commend the entity on the clean audit. However, Chair, it is concerning that the grant funding was not fully utilized, or the expenditure at the end of the financial year. You compare the two. If you have a clean audit, you must use your budget fully. But we commend them that they are doing well in terms of their financial management. But we are concerned that they are not utilized the whole budget, and that is a concern. I just want to know what is their forward planning in terms of the next financial year, so that they will utilize the grant funding fully. Another issue, Chair, is the issue that was raised by the department. Also, I think my colleagues touched on it. the accommodation establishment, one of them talk about it. I just want to know whether the department advised them to make a proposal so that they will use the full establishment. I just want to know, when are they going to put forward the proposal? And if the proposal is approved, is this going to increase their revenue? The last one, Chair, is the issue of the storm hailing that they reported in, that was reported in 2021. I think by now, because it was 2021 and the in the last financial year, it should be dealt with. And if they have not, when are they going to be dealing with them? And if their budget, whether their budget is enough to deal with that hailstorming damage on the infrastructure building. Chair, I think I'm done for now. I will come back if there are areas that was not covered. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Honorable Zondi. I cannot repeat what other members have raised. I wanted to check when you said you have got about 42 approved posts. What does that mean? I'm suspecting there is a question asking whether you have advertised or when are you going to fill the post, but in your presentation you've said you've got 42 approved posts. Have you yet advertised that? Are you able to give internship, except that you have said at least you have in your presentation you mentioned about, don't know whether it's for that you have created the jobs, is it enough, and what can you improve on that? Thank you so much. Can I give it back to Ms. Lamini and the team?
Thank you so much, Chairperson, and then the honorable members.
After your vote. Okay.
Oh, sorry, Chair.
Yes.
Okay, I was saying thank you so much to all the honorable members for their questions, and I'll just jot them out, all of them, and then we'll discuss with an assistance of Dr. Ngobani. So I think the committee members that were saying that we haven't had any council meetings, I think that's a typo. According to my knowledge, we have had all the committee members according to the corporate calendar that we have, and then we've also dealt with some of the special meetings. So we are compliant when it comes to the attending of meetings. And then apologies to Honorable Madlungozi. I think he mentioned that we seemed as if we had no knowledge or we were reading from the slide. I think maybe the interruptions that we had in the beginning, probably that must have caused some interference. And as a result, maybe the presentation wasn't delivered as the way that we have planned as a museum. But when it comes to our existence and the schools, there's some of the publications that have happened. We are, in terms of the ATP, we have met most of our targets. We have partners with the schools and the women empowerment. So we have actually dealt with most of the targets that we have set. But I think there was another question that organized the museum to organize a visit so that they can actually come and see the honorable members of what the museum is doing. We appreciate that. And then as an organization, we will go back and organize, and then we'll revert back to the portfolio committee of when they are available to come and meet the museum. the committee meetings, or I've already said it's a typo, the organogram that is requested will make sure that you submit it. The financial statement that, as they're saying, it's a summary or synopsis that we are actually providing, we will make sure that we do submit that as well. When it comes to court matters, we don't have, as per Honorable Dennis, we don't have any court matters at the moment. We don't have any project activities. There's none of that case. And then I've stated everything. And then there's this financial, I think Ms. Honorable Adams asked about the financial strategy to support the infrastructure and all the findings that we need. I think one of the strategies which we set as the council, we came up with a resolution to start sourcing out funding through the fundraising committee. So now we have established a fundraising committee that's going to assist us to make sure that the issues of infrastructure that we are dealing with, then we can have other money that you can source out with either offshore or within the South Africa that can actually assist us in that regard. The 29%, which you mentioned, it was a typo. I think the director already mentioned that it wasn't 29% that you performed, you came to, it was 80%. So that was a typo. So our apologies when it comes to that. And then I will then hand over to the director to deal with the cost of internal audit, to deal with the accommodation utilization, to deal with an online strategy, the HR human resource. What are the international promotions that you're doing as a museum, to deal with the questions which were raised by Honorable Zongi as well as the Honorable Chairperson. Over to you, Dr. Mzogana.
Okay.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, Chair and the Honourable Members. I am going to allow my colleagues here to respond to some of the questions, like the issue of the internal auditor. I will ask Mr. Mvubu to please respond. The issue of internal auditors, I think it is a standard practice. That is how we normally pay for internal auditors. That amount, which is sometimes is quite exorbitant, but if I ask, I'm talking. It is a standard practice, and we do outsource the internal auditors. We don't have an internal audit component within our museum, so it's people that we are getting from outside. In terms of the question that was asked by Honorable Madengozi, what are we doing to make changes in the museum? I think we have made strides. The museum used to be a singular theme museum. We have moved from being a singular theme museum to a multi-cultural theme museum. We have made changes there. If you come to visit us, you will see. In terms of what changes are we bringing to society with our programs, like I've said in a presentation, we are organizing skills workshops for the community at large. That involves craft workshops and many other workshops that we assist communities at large. In terms of the organogram, we will forward the organogram. However, I think there was a typo in terms of the number. We are a small entity with only 42. In my presentation, during the last financial year, there were no vacancies, like I've said. It's only now in this current financial year, which is 22-23, where we have experienced a number of vacancies in the education officers, research officers, but some of those positions have since been filled. In terms of the honorable member's question with regard to investigation to any staff members, we have no investigation that is related to staff members in terms of maybe any financial issues that might have been need our investigation. I think we are okay there. In terms of our in the last financial year, in terms of our accommodation, I think the deputy director there have developed a strategy which is working in terms of our of accommodation. I think we have seen now the number is beginning to peak. We have opened up our coffee shop, which is now in full utilization by our visitors. I think in this current financial year, when we report at the end of the financial year, we'll be reporting good news with regard to the accommodation at Norme. We, in terms of our online strategies, we use Facebook and other sources. We are trying to. We are trying to work on the website so that we will be able to market our brand vigorously and send that international statement as required by as been said by the honourable member. In terms of the hailstorm, hailstorm.
We can't hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Just lastly, on the issue of the hailstorm, we have tried to sort that issue. We are currently working on the issue of our roof, which needs some attention. We are on top of this issue, but our exhibition spaces are open now for the public because after the hailstorm we had to close some of our exhibition spaces to allow the repairs to take place. I think we have done that. Our exhibition space is open. I'm going to ask Mr. Mvubu to respond in terms of the grant funding not being utilized. Mr. Mvubu, no other question.
Good day, honorable members. As far as the grant funding is concerned, our view is that...
is this my network, honorable members?
Yes, Chair. It is your network.
Okay. No, I was just trying to say that in our view, if you look at prior year, which is that ended 31st of March, in as much as there was a few surplus, but our view is that we have managed to use our grants. Where there's any savings, obviously we do make a motivation to Treasury as to how those funds will be utilized. And it is our view that those funds that were not utilized last year have been utilized this year. But truly speaking, we don't really have surpluses. It's just that maybe from the financial point of view, it may look like a surplus, but really it's actually not a surplus. But if should there be any surpluses, we do make a motivation to use it in the following year. I think that's where I can end, Chair. Thank you.
No,
I think the issue of financial status, I think DC did allude to that one, that maybe in our presentation, it was not fully comprehensive, but maybe we can provide that detailed financial position, I suppose, but maybe it was just an overview in terms of our revenue without actually specifying much on the financial position of the entity. I think the issue of internal audit fees, it has been touched because we are a very small entity, so that service is actually outsourced. Hence, you will see an budget line item for internal audit fees.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We can stop from there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ngubane and everyone. I think the last one, Honorable Chair, there is outstanding. It's for the Dr. Kumalo, the way the aspect of the PC minister appointment of women was the DG be appointed as the Association for
belongs to your chairperson. Now, I'm taking my powers from you. You were sharing your leadership. Now, you're coming to my territory now. It's me who's supposed to call the department in a lighter note. DG, acting DG, and with your team, at the end, our Honorable the Deputy Minister. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair, once again. I would request that my colleagues then assist. I pick up two specific questions, Chair. The first one on the appointment of the DG and the other one where I would like colleagues to also comment is with regard to the issue of women representation in the entity. But also while responding to that, Mr. Tanyana, the Director Entity Management Chair, would also, him and his colleagues would also talk briefly to the staff establishment matters. The entity responded to that, but I would like them to come in just so that we align what we are sharing with the portfolio committee. DDG Chikwatamba will talk to the issue of the appointment of the DG chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DDG. DDG Mandisa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. Yes, good morning and good morning to all the honorable members. I hope I'm audible. My network is threatening me. On the issue of the DG,
you are looking tired.
On the
you are beautiful, but you are looking tired. Okay.
Yeah, it has been a heavy event.
You can switch it
On the issue of the appointment of the DG, yes, when we were asked this question before, we talked through the whole process, what is the process and what does it entail. However, I can confirm that we are still at the first step of this process. The administrative part in terms of what the department has to do, preparing the submission that has to go to presidency, that administrative leg in terms of preparation of that submission has been done. And I can just mention that this is the process now. We'll just have to bring our new minister to speed with so that we can fast track the responses that are needed from the presidency. Thank you.
Thank you, Mandy. Mr. Tseyan.
Nyane.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members, and good morning to the DM, ADG, and DGG. I think on the issue of staff demographics, as indicated earlier, there was a typo and error in terms of indicating the numbers. The numbers that are correct are as presented by the institution, that is 42 staff, that is at Umsundus. So it was a question of an error in terms of the submission of the presentations that went. Those numbers were not cross-checked to ensure that they talk to each other. And we apologize for that, and I think it's something that will be corrected going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, DM. Nza. Yavela lanto. Nza ba.
Loyiwe. Loyi
nonzaba. Jabu.
Loyi.
Jabu check deputy minister.
Okay.
Oh. Loyiwe. Load shedding. Loyi. Loyi. Load shedding. Honourable members, allow me to listen to UDM. If you wanted to say something, you can forward in writing. You hear how bad it is the network with him.
And
DM, we can't hear you. DM,
Yandiva.
I listen to you, but ubu teti lwimi. Genga ye no load shedding. Kaukale kalen DM. That's a fresh DM. We mka wakon. Honorable members, seemingly, UDM, she is experiencing a load shedding and not network. I'm seeing hands. If it's a follow-up, I'm ready to give you, Honorable Dennis, Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Madlingos, if these hands are follow-ups, or can they be illegally hands? Honorable Dennis? Honorable Dennis?
I think the hand of Honorable Dennis has been up ever since.
Yes. Okay. Can I give you Honorable Mhlongo?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think the department must not play fool with us. They're saying it's the first step to appoint the DG. We
Honorable
know the steps.
Honorable Mhlongo, is it parliamentary to say it's fool?
Yes, they mustn't play as fool. It's English.
Ay bo, it's in English, English. Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. Yeah, it has
no,
it's
language.
The appointment, we know the processes. Now, the DDG just told us Guti, they are still on the first phase. And the last time they gave us the so-called how to process it, in March, they're going to go out for advertisement. Now, it's in with the presidents and everything. We're going to slim because whatever they told us last time, it's not happening. There's no action. I'm just saying good bang in the slim personal, not see. Maybe it's me. We cannot have actors in the department and a perform. We cannot. Now, there'll be an excuse. We have a now new minister, and now minister will start afresh and everything. Yes, but this has been outstanding for some time. It's more than 9 months now. The entity, they're telling us good, it's an internal audit. Maybe English now you understand. Internal audit is internal. Now they're outsourcing an internal audit. Can they explain to me? 184,000 has been used. They're saying that internal, but they're outsourcing the internal audit. English, I don't understand that
term. Morning, Chair.
Another issue that I wanted to...
Just a minute, Honorable Song. The M will still continue with the follow-ups we'll give you.
Thank you, Chair. On the
internal audit.
Internal audit, I think I must get an explanation. It's internal audit, but they outsource it, and it costs plus minus 184. And there's another audit when you check the slide. There are two audits. Now, can they explain exactly what is it? And Chair, I don't understand. That's why I wanted us to go and see for ourselves. They don't have a website, but they're a museum. They don't have a Twitter handle. They don't have a Facebook handle. How do they perform? How do they communicate their success and their lows? Chair, for now, I'll have follow-up after this. Thanks.
The other hand, it was all. Honorable Martin Bosu.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I think my question maybe was not clear enough. Chairperson, I want to know, knowing that the history of black men has been distorted a lot, not only here in South Africa, but all over the world, how we are and how things were has been distorted that we don't even know who we are. Now, my question was, if the entity is saying that they are...
Jammer dat ek nou so in die hande kry, man. Ek was gister aan met die meie in a meeting.
Dennis, don't tell us that you are with the mayor, please.
Honorable Dennis, your hand has been on the screen, so which means now you've forgotten that you are in the committee. Mute.
Let's hear him out. Let's hear him out.
Honorable Dennis, mute. I'm sorry, Honorable Madlingos.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mhlongo, assist us call him. Dabu also. Okay, Honorable Madlingos.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Because of how we don't know who we are, basically, that we know the history that we've been taught and that has been told to us by other people. Now, my question is, what research have they done for them to be given the information that they are given to the people, whether in school or wherever? What research and how did they get all that information? That was my question. Thank you, Chair.
Mine is a follow-up on the first question of Honorable Mhlongo. I was a bit not understanding what Umis Mandisa is saying. Firstly, he's saying that they are in the first phase, but the question was, when are you going to have a permanent DG? Have you advertised? The answer was, the process is with the president. What does that mean? Because now also we're seeing that 2 months or 3 months, you have acting a DDG, and within no time, you're having another acting DDG. So what made that you must have two DDGs acting, was it because the first acting DG, he's going somewhere,
or is just a rotational process? Does it assist to rotate whilst you are not filling the vacant? So mine is like, I'm not clear about the answer. I thank you. Dr. Kumalo.
Thank you, Chair. Just on that one before DDG Mandisa clarifies what you are saying. In terms of the acting of the DDGs, it's a rotational process that is being used. DDG Ndima acted for 6 months since the departure of our former DG. I started acting now, beginning of March, and the intention is that there would be that continued rotation over 6 months period. But hopefully, with DDG Mandisa's response, I would not have to serve 6 months because that process that she was saying has commenced would allow for the filling of the position. But let me allow her. I wanted to just come in terms of the rotation of the DDG. DDG Mandisa.
Thank you for that. Mandy.
Thanks, Chairperson. As I was saying, we are at the very first step, meaning we have prepared the submission. This submission is a submission that is ought to be submitted by minister to president.
Just a moment. We have prepared the submission. You are not saying that you submitted. You prepared in this period of 6 months. Mind it be clear in order that you must not come back to ask the same question.
Yes, Chairperson, as I'm continuing to say, having prepared this submission, we've discovered that it's not yet at the presidency. So that is why I was saying that means we'll have to restart the process with the new minister.
Yeah. That's why you were not clear, because I was thinking that you were saying that it's with the president. And now we are trying to clear yourself, saying you prepared the submission. Within six months, those submissions are not yet with the president. Okay. Honorable members, I'm suspecting we get... I was having the same question, Honorable Mhlongo, but it's clear what now Umandisa is saying. Any other input out of the questions by Honorable Mashingozi and Honorable Mhlongo? I'm sorry to do this, Mandy, because really I didn't want that we must come back again saying that please clarify the committee.
Let me try and respond to
just a moment, DM. Are you fine with all the questions which were follow-up questions? Because it was not only this question. DG?
Thanks, Chair. The other questions where for the entity to respond to, if you can allow the deputy chairperson specifically on the internal audit matter and the website matters, and also the issue of the research, that question that came from Honorable Mazingos, the last one. Through you, Chair, if you allow the entity to please respond to those questions as they were follow-up questions.
Yes, can we do that?
Thank you so much, Honorable Chairperson. So with the question that was raised by Honorable Mhlongo, the internal auditors, the thing is that we have internal auditors and external auditors. Now, in a normal institution where they have full capacity, then that internal audit component is taken internally. But with our case at Mzimbuzi, we currently don't have capacity. So in order for us to comply, we have then outsourced the internal components to be done by an outsourced service provider. So now the plan that we have is that as time goes forward, we need to get a person who's going to be internally, then the outsourced internal auditors, they can then do a skill transfer to our own internal personnel as time goes. So that is part of the plan that we are heading towards. But at this point in time, we have outsourced it because we don't have capacity. And then another one, the website, we do have Twitter, we do have Facebook, we do have Instagram. The only thing that we're still working on is the website that we are busy with as an organization. Thank you. And then Dr. Ngubane can take the research, the history of Black person. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Ngubane? Dr. Ngubane? Hello, ask Dr. Ngubane to talk. You are aware that Dr. Ngubane was having a problem of load shedding. Is there any other person that can ask that question? Except
hello,
yes, Dr. Ngubane.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Dr. Ngubane.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to respond to Honorable Martin Ngozi with regard to the research that has been done, and I understand the concern which the honorable member is having. As a museum that was started in 1912, it was a four tracker museum, basically. And then from 1994, during the new dispensation, these museums were then taken over by the democratic government, and then they have to be transformed in a way so that it reflects the histories of South Africans, all South Africans, irrespective of race, creed, or whatsoever. Umsunduzi Museum was also given a budget that was called a transformation budget, which was aimed at transforming the institution to become a multi institution. So the research was conducted by a research team in the museums to make sure that whatever we display and we publish reflects the museum's history. We cannot run away from the fact that the name even itself, it was really, really an issue. Hence, the council at that time submitted the name to change, and it became Umsunduzi Museum, because before then it was the Fort Trekker Museum. Our association with Ingom also, it was a result of that battle of 1838, whereby Fort Trekkers made a vow to say if they won that battle, they will then erect a Church of the Vow in Pietermaritzburg, of which is falls under ourselves. So I must admit, we have not yet reached the stage where we could say, but we are on the right path in terms of transforming and also conducting research with that regard. We have researchers in our museums who are working on making sure that our museum is fully encompassing in terms of history, because by then, before 1994, it was only for tracker history that was displayed and promoted
in that entity which I am leading. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. I can't understand that at the later stage I'm seeing another hand. I don't know whether it's a legacy hand or it's another follow-up, because now I was about to give to the Deputy Minister. I'm seeing the hand of Honorable Adams.
It's thank you, Chairperson. No, Chairperson, there's only one clarity that I need. And the question is, why is it now that the vacancy are referred to the new minister? Why wasn't it done with the Minister Mtwetwa? Was there a time frame coupled to it? Thank you, Chair.
Okay, it's going to go to Deputy Minister. Thank you, Honourable Members.
Sorry, Chair.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Chair. Yes, yes. Sorry. On 19th, Chair, we must mind
where
our...
Where is your hand? Where is your hand? I'm hearing, sorry, Chair, who's that?
Hey, it's to do this. Hey, the technology.
Okay, this is... What are you saying, Honourable... what are you saying, Honourable...
Yes, if we can mind our language, if we are in a meeting... I know that if I'm not satisfied with a response, but if a response is been given and saying that Susenzi Lima as if we see I see Louis Honorable, I see Louis, we are not fighting to each other. But if we can, that respect, because we are honorables, we are adults, we are not the kids. If we can mind our languages, Chair. Thanks, Chairperson.
Noted, Honorable Member. DM, we apologize. We tried to respond, but your network, I'm suspecting you even changed the venue or where you can answer. Now is your time, DM.
Thank you very much, Chair. Can you hear me now?
Yes, very clear, DM.
Thank you very much. With your permission, Chair, I'll then have to switch off the...
Please, DM.
I'll have to... I want to switch off the video.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Chair. Just to greeting to the members of the Portfolio Committee and the officials from the department, the board from Sundays Museum, and the staff from there. First, Chair, I just want to apologize that I got cut off. Load shedding started at 10 o'clock. Where am I? But Honorable Msongo will be happy to know that we also do get load shedding.
Who's coughing now? Who's coughing?
That we do not get
load shedding. DM Loiloi, DM Loiloi. Loiloi. Honorable Mhlongo, do you still remember Loiloi? Why you
and
it was you who was coughing.
That's to appreciate the presentation,
Yes.
It's gone again. Then I give up.
Now. Honorable Mhlongo, friend for you. Honorable Mhlongo,
no, I give up then, Chair. I can't.
No. We are hearing you now.
It's back now.
Back.
Okay, let me be quick. First,
please.
Okay, I want to first make a commitment to the Portfolio Committee that in the next meeting, we will come back with a proper report on the process and where it is on the appointment of the DG. So that at least everybody understands in detail where it is. I just thought it's important that we not time start that process. We'll come back with you and give you a proper report on that. The second part, can you still hear me, sir?
Yes, yes, DM. Yebo, DM.
Check.
Yes,
am
DM.
I still audible?
Yes, DM, yes. We do hear you, DM. Honorable members, today hello, DM. Honorable members, correctly so, I did indicated that. Can't hear you, continue. DM lost. Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to say
you
that
can
we do
hear
appreciate.
Me.
No. Honorable members, let's take this opportunity to thank.
The second thing, Chair, I. Okay.
Yes. Yes, DM.
Yes, Chair.
Second thing, the first thing is.
Yes,
what?
Chair.
Yes. Speak at the end.
The second thing, Chair.
Yes.
Okay. The second thing, Chair, I just wanted to caution both the department and the Msunduzi Museum Board and the staff that you can't, when the questions are being asked by the portfolio committee members and the response is that it was typo, the report that was presented, because it speaks then to the question raised by the members that you were not properly prepared for this meeting, because the typos that were in the report should have been picked up by the even by the department itself before they get into the portfolio committee. So I just want to raise that very strongly. We can't be picking typos when we are already in a portfolio committee. It is bad, and it actually speaks and confirms to us that the portfolio committee members are correct when they are saying you were not properly prepared for the meeting. I just wanted to raise that.
On a point of privilege, Chair.
I don't disrespect you, DM, a pendula. Point of privilege, and don't DM, this friend of yours, DM, now is going to loy you. Hey. You speak now, Honorable Song. You cut to DM. See? Who can abandon Baba Hyper and I'm telling you.
And then.
It's an honorable.
I give up.
Can
you hear me, sir?
Honorable members, seemingly, really, we cannot manage to have UDM. You must remember.
Am I audible now?
Am I audible?
Not at all, DM. You are just talking to the spookies, not to us.
The sound is very bad, Chairperson.
It's very bad. Mm. Can we allow somebody to call UDM on the site saying that now we arrest assured that we didn't hear her responses except the first one, which first and second one, which were very vulnerable.
Is it
vulnerable one of the ministry and of the error on the
minutes? That's fine.
But we can't hear her any longer. It's like on the 27th, where I struggled and struggled. Honourable members.
Chairperson, Madlingul.
You are like Honorable Sibiya now. You are calling me.
Chairperson,
because I'm having a hand here, but somebody is calling me. Honorable members, Honorable Mhlongo, your hand is up.
It has been up, Chairperson.
But Honorable Madlingul, why now are we talking the wrong thing?
I'm not stopping any wrong thing, Chairperson. I'm just wanting you to help on this thing, Chairperson.
Listen.
You were right that we need to meet physically now. This whole thing of load shedding is putting us back, Chairperson. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, we need to meet physically. Honorable Mathengos, your hand was not up. Your hand was not up. That's why I was saying who's calling me. The second thing, last time we asked the permission and we didn't get it. And I'm suspecting all of us were just fed up about this thing of not finishing and hearing each other. But we must not forget that these venues are very few. And as you agreed when I was proposing that, immediately our committee secretaries, they applied, but they were saying we didn't get a slot. But we are taking that again. This is the second request, which we try to implement it. And Dr. Kumalo, what do you want to say?
Chair, my hand was up, and you said you're giving me, and I didn't want to speak.
Okay, Kuluma Gebab.
Chair, I don't think it's advisable for members of the portfolio committee. When I express myself in the freedom of speech, when I say someone is fooling me, I'm not insulting anyone. Maybe my voice is high, but it's like, who's fooling who? Because that's how Mom Adams has a follow-up question. He does not know where's the time frame. And for me, it's worse because I knew that in September, they told us in September, today in March, they told us
we were going to be advertised. No, we did get the answers. Don't repeat that.
No, but
you were complaining about Honorable Sibiya, that you were saying that we must mind our language. Can you address both of us, Honorable Members? I did raise that, and Honorable Mhlongo responded, because even myself, Honorable Mhlongo, I was thinking that is a harsh language. And now, Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Members, let's take what Honorable Mhlongo is saying, that that language, it was not harsh, in order that we must just put this question rest in peace. Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo.
I'm done with the first one. I have a second bite because I was still speaking. It's fine if you're a second bite. I believe Guti, and it's serious, don't shut me down. I think I see things. They were supposed to appoint the deputy minister. Now this location, they come in, she cannot speak and she speaks sense. You know, when you see Guti, she's so hard to the department, Guti. They don't know exactly, even to the entity. They don't know what are they telling us to date. Even the minister, the deputy minister, convinced. Now I'm saying Guti, Zomthandazel, Gutai Guguloyo, they must appoint her as a minister. Thank you.
Aibo. Aibo. You want to reverse the appointment?
I will do mine.
I know, man. Leave my deputy minister.
No, you know,
she is happy where she is. She is happy where she is. Please, on that note, Honorable Dr. Cynthia Khumalo.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether DM is, I heard her voice, but she just wanted me to emphasize on two other points she wanted to make before she was cut off. Yes. Chair, I don't know whether you want to just check, because I heard her voice, so I wasn't sure.
Let's check here, firstly, DM. I was feeling like crying the other day when the network was doing this to me. DM? Doctor, please go on with the mandate from DM.
Okay.
Chair.
Okay. There she is.
Nango.
Yeah. Yes, Chair. No, let's get continue.
Hey, but it's a good mandate.
No.
Okay.
Let's
I shame Loilo.
Yes, continue.
Okay. Acting DG.
Thank you very much, Chair. There were two points additional to what DM had already been able to communicate. One was she was wanting to endorse the idea of the site visit because it would allow the members to be able to see the museum and play their oversight role, having been informed by what they would have seen there. So that's the first one. In fact, it's three quick points. The second one was the emphasis on the multicultural theme that has been adopted by the museum to say it is something that needs to be followed up because it begins to expand the reach in terms of what the museum's mandate is all about. And then lastly, the DM wanted to indicate that she has been in communication with the new minister, Minister Kodwa, who expressed that he would have loved to be here. However, he has not been sworn in yet. He would be sworn in this evening at 6 p.m.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I hope I covered everything at DM, but those were the issues that DM wanted me to emphasize, which she couldn't due to sound.
Thank you so much. Is this Nika Sihand? Temp on Shongo, Honorable Member. Okay, yes. Honorable Members, can I take this opportunity to close this part of the meeting by saying that we are aware that the contested space and interpretation of the Nome Blood River, Honorable Majingo's heritage site, has the potential to tell our story of the post-apartheid within the aim to fit into national imperatives. So national building as the presentation was saying of national building and its social cohesion as such the Msunduzi Museum, we say that it must continue with its efforts of literally and theoretical reconciliation. But we are saying that the Msunduzi and the Nome Museum, we are commended them for attaining the clean audit opinion for the second successive financial year. In those words, let me thank the leader of each department, Honorable Nokawe Mafu, the acting DDG Khumalo, with your all encourage. And then again, let's thank the Zamane Dlamini encourage, saying that you have tried your best. The gaps which we raised, you must take it that we are all in the learning curve, and we need to take whatever we want to assist each other. With those words, I do thank everyone. Now I'm releasing all of you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you to all of, thank you to all the leadership who's leaving us now. Thank you so much. Now we're coming back to our own business, honorable members, the minutes of our committee. We're saying 28 February. Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes, yes, Honorable Sunday.
Page 5, next to 2021, just a bit up.
A bit up,
yeah.
Yes.
Some more, first paragraph. The next to September 2021, and I think there's a there, and the same.
Listening.
Just after September 2021 and the same month, there is the new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Go up, down, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, sometimes it's nice when you see that Honorable Members, they do read our minutes. But it doesn't mean that if we're not having corrections, we didn't read. Thank you so much, Honorable Members. Longest minutes that we ever
had. Yes, yeah, very longest minutes.
Yeah. I mean in business. Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Members, can I present the minutes, Honorable Mshon?
Sure.
Yes, Honorable Mshon.
My hand is up.
Yes.
Babuzo. Yeah, if I'm
Yes,
okay, I wanted to find out, it's a true reflection of the minutes, but there are outstanding documents and requests that we wanted, and it's minuted there. Now, I wanted to find out how to follow up, when are we going to get what they told us, the minutes that I've requested, because it's noted there. Now, those are matters arising. How are we going to get that information? Not only the minutes arising. I think Honorable Van Dijk raise other issues which that's still outstanding to date.
I'm taking it back to the secretariat. Matters raising is very important, and maybe really when we're in this forum, we need to indicate. Thank you, Honorable Mshong. Honorable Van Dijk.
Chairperson, can we just go back to MOA? We will need to go back on the minutes. I think it's an A in front of the MOA instead of A.
Which paragraph?
They need to go back.
Okay.
So, yeah, sorry for that.
Oh, no problem. There is a MOA that guides how funding should be.
Chair, and I also agree with Honorable Mflango. There is a lot of information that was supposed to be already shared with us, and we...
Honorable member, please tell forward that information. When we're in matters arising, we need to do what Honorable Mflango is just saying. We know now what is that matter arising from Honorable Mflango. If you do have matters arising which you cannot now tell us, we will be unable to do a follow-up. But if you didn't write it down because you are saying there are many, please allow us to adopt the minutes with the understanding that we are going to do a follow-up on matters arising, and we can forward those matters arising to the secretariat. Is it not fine when I'm putting like that? Honorable members. Honorable members, can you adopt these minutes with what I'm just proposing out of what Honorable Van Dijk, because Honorable Mshongo is clear, Honorable Van Dijk is saying there are so many. So if many, it doesn't reflect now, let's allow that she must forward to the secretariat, any secretariat to action those matters. Now, Honorable Members, I'm having the hand of Honorable Mshongo, Honorable Malomane, Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Zondi, Honorable Mshongo.
I said this is a true reflection. I move for the adoption with the matters arising, which will be forwarded to the
secretary
yourself. But I move for the adoption of the minutes. It's a true reflection of what we discussed.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. Honorable Maloman.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm seconding the adoption of the minute as a true reflection of what has transpired in the meeting. But my second worry is what are they going to forward to the secretariat and as other members before it is written or whatsoever. We need to know what is it before they forward it or before they amend or whatsoever. Thank you.
Can I say that immediately that information getting to the secretary, we will ask the secretary to forward to every member. Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Sibiya.
Thanks, Chairperson. I don't have a problem of seconding the minute, but I'm lost on the issue of matters arising. Are we not saying that if there are outstanding issues, the secretariat must resend outstanding issues to everyone so that we can read it before the meeting or during the meeting, we can see how the outstanding issues were reported to us. I don't understand, because if we're saying we're going to have matters arising, I think it will be a chaos. Thanks, Chairperson.
Honorable members, when we're presenting minutes and honorable members proposing action in the minutes, and that action means that we want matters arising, but I wanted that we must save our time, because Honorable Mhlongo raised those matters arising. But Honorable Efandeji said so many. So I don't think that we can have a problem of that many that we adopt with looking to get those matters arising from Honorable Fandik, because she didn't table those matters arising. I was thinking that I'm proposing, let's allow that those matters arising must be forwarded and will be sharing with the Honorable Members. I'm still seeing I do hear what we are saying, Honorable Member Malomani and Honorable Sibiya. It doesn't say that we cannot adopt these minutes, but we know that the action can be, when we are coming back, we can say that these are actions and how far are we as Secretariat with it to action these. So I don't think it can't allow us to do what we have already done of adopting the minutes, but in those minutes, the action will do the action and will come back to the same committee to say that we have required these are answers out of our matters arising. On that note, these minutes are being adopted, Jabu. You are all ears. Who's that now calling me?
Noted, sir.
Any other minutes, Jabu?
No, Chairperson. These are the
Honorable Members, if you can look at these minutes of today, is telling us that irrespective of that other day, we'll be having hiccups. We are human beings, and we are leaders, politicians. We have right to differ, but to discuss any differences in order that we must come to this good input. Let me take this opportunity again to thank you, Honorable Members, hoping that all is still going to be okay. If we do have some things that we are thinking that we must improve as the Office of the Chairperson, we are welcome every member of this committee to talk to the Secretariat and to Chairperson. I'm saying that this is a team. Thank you so much, a team. The meeting is closed.
Malbongwe.
Kamala Makoskas.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you to the staff. Thank you, everybody. Very good meeting.
Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Honorable Mhlongo. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you.